Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number three. War Churchill got brought up. A self-righteousness comes from my group was persecuted and we had genocide committed against us, and I'm going to stomp around and just scream at everybody and be real arrogant and rude. And I saw him be real rude to my friend Don Darling, who was a submarine rescue ship captain and just an amazing guy. And you know, we've had him on the show, and he had him on his show, and I happened to be up there when they were doing it. And in Churchill, I was up there doing my own business, and I later saw the tape program on TV. He was even ruder on TV, and I was like, it's one thing to be upfront and authoritative. I mean, he was just like basically told whites are all evil and we're bad, and he's a white guy. I really love these white guys that may have, like, you know, 1/8 Cherokee or something in them. And it's another form of supremacy. You see, what happened is, this is normal tribalism. Whites came into here. You'd really had Vikings here for 1,000 years before that. In fact, they found 4,000, 5,000, 8,000-year-old Anglo settlements and dug up the skeletons. And it's in universities and it's in mainstream books, but you're not supposed to talk about it. But so that's why a lot of the natives, they've actually done DNA testing now on some of the bones of supposedly 100% pure Native Americans, and they're not. They have Anglo blood in them. And why is that? Well, because you had those groups already intermingling with the Mongols. And that word Mongol has a bad connotation. That's the name of people in the steppes of Russia. And then Europeans just put a bad connotation on it. But, you know, they're Mongols. They're a mix between Asian and Anglo. And so those people came across the Bering Strait into the Americas, and they'd already mixed. I mean, they'd already mixed with Asians. Had basically the same genotype of the Chinese, had mixed with the whites. So they actually already found that. So really what happened was, new groups come over, they build up settlements, and the natives did not have, just like the Germans got taken over by the Italians under Caesar. It's the same thing. Okay, the Germans got taken over, and those that didn't fully submit were completely exterminated. I mean, entire tribes were killed, except for children under 5 and women, and most of them were killed, and they hauled them back to Rome. Okay, and that's how it works. And it's this modern political correctness where we feel so bad and we cry for the natives, and oh, it's so horrible, and oh, it's so evil, and it is. But it's like everybody talks about black slavery and oh, black people. The UN admits 1.2 million women and children kidnapped a year, most of them out of Central and Eastern Europe. I mean, folks, that's so industrialized, but not a word is said, not a tear is shed. No one even cares. Oh, well, those are white people. Slavery doesn't know a color. But I understand what the lady with Summer is saying. I'm going to get to her in a minute. I just want to flesh this out. This is a key point to understand this. The natives were able to be brought down, Native Americans, because they did not work together. A few tried, and they failed up against Andrew Jackson in Tennessee and other areas. But the point is that Andrew Jackson in some of those battles was fighting 4 or 5 to 1. I mean, up until the 1860s, it wasn't like it was the white guys like you see in the movies, you know, with some Indian villagers killing them and they're defenseless. It'd be, you know, huge masses of, you know, huge raiding war parties of 10, 20,000 braves overrushing entire settlements and killing everyone. And then the settlers would rally and go back and have, I mean, huge battles, folks. The Native Americans were defeated in the 1830s, really before that, in the 1820s, in the Midwest, okay? Because they rallied and did unify and raised major armies, and they waged war against the Anglo-Saxon, who were did have no history like war, like the Anglo-Saxons, and they got their butts kicked. Didn't matter if they had 4-to-1, 5-to-1, because the Anglo-Saxons, number one, were warlike, just like the Indians. Number two, had better weapons. All right, we'll be right back.
It's
year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The history of the world is different groups overrunning and dominating each other. Only now, in the 21st century, is it a global elite playing us off against each other. They've always done that to a certain extent. Now it's much worse. There were literally thousands of massacres on both sides up until the 1830s. Then the tide turned, and there was an open extermination program giving Native Americans disease blankets, killing them, starving them to death, putting them on reservations, putting them on plantations, the same thing they do to the inner city communities today. They use blankets, whereas now they use vaccines. It was terrible what happened to the Native Americans, but the point is that we can learn from that, that this is the way human societies operate, and we're being usurped and dominated by the New World Order today. And so for Ward Churchill to get up and say that the people that died in the towers represented those that killed the Native Americans is just ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. I would imagine 90%+ of those that died had no connection to the New World Order. They were people hustling their hind ends up in there, fighting traffic for hours, getting on subways, working in an expensive city where they could barely live. And the firemen that went in there, they didn't deserve to die. But I do defend Ward Churchill's right to say what he said. What I don't like is Sean Hannity and others going, oh, look, another 9/11 truther, which I've heard him do. Ward Churchill, he says they deserve to die. 9/11 truthers have never said they deserve to die. The majority of families believe it's an inside job and have been on this show. And the heads of major groups have been on the show saying the majority believe it's an inside job. And they sure didn't deserve to die. Now, to say that America is evil, America actually has been quite restrained with the power it's had until the last 30, 40 years. And clearly, we have been totally hijacked and are being used for evil. But, you know, we think, well, America's evil, we had slavery. Well, the end of slavery began in England and continued through the United States. It just goes on under other names worldwide right now. So it is taught in colleges that slavery began with the Anglo-Saxons and the Norman, and that is not true. And then they also teach, well, Africa had slavery, but it was a different type. Well, no, it really wasn't a different type. In some cases, it was the part where they would capture you and then bring you in as a lower class to then be merged and expand the size of the tribe. That certainly went on. Or to supply wives for the warriors, who might have as many as 10. And they would kill the males there as well from the neighboring tribe and keep their females. I mean, humans pretty much act the same. And I just want us to get over all of this skin pigmentation and realize today we're fighting the New World Order, a hereditary clique of elites that are intermarried who are waging war against us with technology doubling every 2 years or even faster, and that is all in the past, folks. We need to study it and know it and look at it. But the obsession, I mean, I'll be out there and talking to a crowd of people or talking to somebody on the street, and they're like, yeah, but what about the Native Americans? What about the blacks? What about the... I'm like, yeah, they're doing it right now. Native American children are being given vaccines right now. Black children, Hispanic children, white children. We're all under attack the same system. Just with captive groups that don't have as much money, who aren't as high on the socioeconomic scale, they are under heavier bombardment. But we're all under attack, folks. We're all together. You understand that? We are together today. We have to understand this. And whatever the New World Order is doing, whatever their program is, we have to oppose it. The New World Order is for gun control. We're against it. The New World Order is for the North American Union. We're against it. The New World Order is for open borders. And we're against it. And then you can go through all the reasons why, but you better believe, whatever the New World Order is for, it isn't good for you and I. Okay, now I've been babbling, and I said I'd go to your calls. This is Summer in California. You have any comments to my ranting?
I also wanted to let your viewers know, and I agree with you on Mr. Churchill, if that's really his stance on 9/11. I've been taking the Enerfood and the Shilasin. The sheacine, however you pronounce it.
And yes, it's both, the mineral, yes.
Yeah, and both of those products are amazing. I have more energy than I can remember having even when I was a kid, and they're both really great products.
Well, I'm not just saying this. We all started taking it a few months ago. I took it before that, and then they sent us a bunch to the office. Everybody started taking it, and literally, Aaron Dykes looks like he's 10 years younger. I'm like looking at him going, man, they look younger. Now, me, I look like absolute, you know what, because I'm just completely out of control and driving myself over the edge, but it makes me feel better. I'm not as hungry. But then I keep forgetting to take it. I'm not in the habit of taking these things. I have to remember and mix it with fruit juice, but it's great stuff. Thank you for the call, Summer. And I've done my whole rant now about history and things that happened and the world people were living in 160 years ago, 170 years ago, was kill or be killed. I mean, most Europeans were scared to death to come over here. They read the newspaper reports. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Illinois. Thanks for holding, Chuck.
Hello, Alex.
You're a trooper. What's on your mind?
Okay, you know, you talk about eugenics and everything. There's an obscure book by Wendell M. Levi called The Pigeon. And in this book, it outlines from the Greeks all the way up until 19, let me see.
Now, the Greeks started eugenics.
Yes, exactly. But he goes through the French, he goes through everything.
It runs everything. It is the guiding force. It is the Bible of the New World Order.
Exactly. But if people want to go to their public library, the book is called The Pigeon by Wendell M. Levi. And the last reprint with changes and updates was 1974. And now this was a Jewish man that was trying to expose this, and he made fun of Darwin. He made fun of all these people, how they were, you know. And
Plato, who always gets worshipped as this good guy, he openly says we need to exterminate the poor. He says we need to have a ruling council that decides who can breed. This stuff is 2,400 years old.
He starts with the English, and then he tells about Darwin, and he basically paints Charles Darwin as a fumbling fool.
Well, he also stole his idea. He didn't invent any of the theory of evolution.
No, he didn't. And then you were just talking about the Native Americans, and there's a author, Alan W. Eckert. He wrote, 5 books, and 6 books, and it's called The Frontiersman, The Wilderness of the Empire, The Conquerors, The Wilderness Wall, The Gateway to the Empire, and The Twilight of the Empire. And it tells how we put the American natives into submission.
Well, it's quite a battle. I mean, you want to... I may have even read one of those volumes like 15 years ago. I mean, you talk about action-packed every page. I mean, but see, what's not taught is the natives would literally slaughter everyone. Sometimes they'd take 2-year-olds. I mean, they would just kill everybody. And by the way, they were doing that day one. You know, there was the Jamestown expedition, the one before that failed. They don't even know where anyone went. Well, they killed everybody. Anything else?
Oh, he tells in there where they kill their own villages completely, not to submit to the Anglos.
Yeah, it depended on the tribe. There were quite a few, a lot of wild stuff. I appreciate your call. I mean, let's just be honest about cultures. We're told that Greeks are these shining, happy guys walking around in white marbled edifices, just perfectly loving. Several sects of the Greeks, including the Spartans, the most powerful group, had a human sacrifice ritual where they would kill their subclass. The Spartans had a slave-servant class, and when a Spartan youngin had passed his wilderness trial, he would then kill, so he could have committed his first killing, he would then kill an unarmed local peasant. There's nothing laudable about that, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you weren't told that, were you? I mean, the Greeks were completely psychopathic. I mean, the things they were doing. And I'm not knocking the Greeks here. I mean, let's be honest about these cultures, folks. I mean, I get up here and I talk about the Aztecs killing 10,000 people on a single day every year. I mean, killing their children, having hallucinogenic pain orgies where they would do things I can't even mention on air, folks. I mean, imagine hallucinating while you draw huge ropes with glass through your genitalia, through your mouth, for 24 hours straight. Okay? I mean, demonic stuff. And it is demonic. The Nazis were bad. The Aztecs were bad. The Greeks were sick freaks. And I can morally sit here. You know, they always tell you, don't make a moral decision. But the very crowd that tells you don't criticize a culture, they're the very ones that will then tell you how the Nazis are bad. Try that with a slack-jawed, politically correct, brainwashed eugenicist. They won't even know they're eugenicists. They'll first tell you we got to reduce human population numbers. You can say, well, how are you to say what is? There is nothing. How are you to say there's a moral compass or one thing's good or one thing's bad? You're being discriminatory. Oh, well, then I say we should have 10 billion more people. Oh, no, the science shows. See, they always just try to tell you you can't have an opinion or you can't have science or you can't have evidence. Or the Aztecs had a wonderful culture. Oh, and I go, oh, well, did the Nazis? Oh, very evil. But wait a minute. The Nazis just took those they oppressed and killed them. And they go, oh. Look, they take them in these college courses, sociology, stuff like that, and they tell them, anthropology, you're a genius because you believe this. And they walk around and say, we're geniuses, and then they believe it. It's just a self-congratulatory club. You're a pack of idiots.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Yeah, a lot of the people in the 1860s, 1880s that went around killing whole villages of Native Americans that had their mother, their father, their sister killed. I mean, their throats slit by raiding parties. And so, let's just be honest about the type of fight that we're talking about here. I don't defend it. The point is that that was the nature of the world at that time. And see, that's the nature of the world now. It's just got a friendly facade on it. Let's go to Robert in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yeah, just a couple of quick points. One, you know, there actually there was an article printed in The Guardian on April 24th, 2007, Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps by Naomi Wolf. And
I remember that. Yeah, that was, and it's all happened, yeah.
Yeah, number four on the list is get groups or people to spy on people.
Well, I'm glad you called about that, because think about how far we've slipped that now can be ABC News headline that the FBI is to spy on the American people. It says for terror and other crime, a new national spy network in every town and city. And if you actually read into the plan, it is tens of thousands of spies. Does that sound good to you?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, people just don't really pay attention to their history, as you're saying. Today, they just look at like they never went to the bathroom or something, and, you know, they just, you know, lived in this marble house. But anyway, the other point was I called up your production company. You were talking about this psychiatrist who was talking about a child, and you made it like it, that it sounded like his child. But
Cue it up. You're talking about, what's his name? The head of, he's the chairman of the Texas Psychiatric Group.
Yeah, but the way a lot of these guys, people talk about even children on their caseload is like it's their children. And I was asking your production crew or somebody to actually recheck the facts that he's married and does have a 5-year-old on these medications.
Yeah, we did as best checking as we can. We can just go off the English language. And he said, "I have a child. I have a 5-year-old.
Yeah, but
they have five drugs."
Yeah, they talk like that all the time, though. I mean, I work around social workers and psychiatrists all the time, and they talk like that with children on their case.
Well, I mean, regardless, the guy's talking about how children are on a bunch of drugs.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible, and they know, a lot of them know it, too. But it's not openly, you know, frowned upon on not doing it, because especially with the courts involved.
I believe he's talking about his child. We were able to confirm he's married because he talks about how he got consultations from other doctors. And generally, people in the medical field will say that. They don't like to treat their own families. It's kind of unethical. And so they'll mention, oh, but I'm getting consultations. And I believe in whole, and what the clear English says, he's saying it's his child.
Yeah, but like I said, when it goes on, is this something that I've noticed about being around this all the time?
Yeah, they're very possessive. Well, I mean, schools now say the children are theirs.
Right.
Yeah, it's the state taking over. Thanks for the call. We're going to go ahead and play a clip of that. This is where he's talking about how this made the Associated Press. They're testifying why the children are on so many drugs. Over two-thirds are on them in Texas, and that's the national average, too. He tells the committee at the State House that they are mentally ill because they have bad gene pool. Go ahead and play it.
Time the chair calls. So Burkett, M.D., Dr. Burkett, thank you for being here. If you could state your name and who you represent, please.
Well, I feel like the best introduction should be, my name is Joe and I'm a psychiatrist. But I'm willing to recover. The tone of this, I'm Joe Burkett. I'm a psychiatrist from Fort Worth. I'm here representing the Texas Society of Psychiatric Physicians. I served on the advisory committee and wrote the first draft of some of the sections that appear in the report. I work for the MHMR system in Fort Worth, and I'm not supported by any pharmaceutical funding or grants. If you look for just a minute into what's going on when we got a bunch of kids on a bunch of meds, from a doctor's perspective, and even from a peer review quality manager kind of perspective, what that means to me is we got a lot of kids with a lot of problems, because those kids wouldn't have gotten to any doctors in the first place if they hadn't had a lot of problems, and they wouldn't have gotten on a lot of medications unless the doctors couldn't figure out anything else to do with them. So we've got a lot of foster kids, and we've got a lot of mental health problems, and we have to recognize at the same time there is a parallel development in the field where we're using medications more freely in children, because we're seeing some benefits of that.
Stay there.
Field.
come back, play him talking about how they got a bad gene pool twice. He says it two times in a row, and then he gets into drugging his child. You can take from it what you will.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
All right, let's go right back to the broadcast so we can finish up this clip and then go to your calls. He continues talking about why they're increasing the number of children on drugs, more than two-thirds, in the government clutches. You cry when they take you from mommy? You must be mentally ill. That's not normal. I heard a talk show host yesterday talking about it. I've seen these ads, too, and I'm not even watching TV, for restless leg syndrome. I mean, folks, when your nervous system starts powering down, and routinely when you fall asleep, if you've ever been sleeping next to your wife or your husband, you know when they fall asleep, they jolt and their leg kicks. And that's literally the brain consciously turning off. They've even hooked EKGs up and monitored that. They know. That's a scientific fact. Well, if you're kicking around or restless or feel like you want to walk around, that's now a mental illness and you need drugs. But it says it will make you a compulsive gambler and a sex maniac. They actually say that in the ad. And last time I was watching some other, we're actually trying to find drug ads to put a little clip of one in Endgame, just like a few seconds of the video, like a Prozac ad. So I was scanning through and I was seeing these ads. And I mean, it was just like, basically, this drug's going to kill you, but it'll make you not have to go to the bathroom a lot. I mean, it's just, and magazines, the magazines we take at my house, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, something about cooking or something about you know, catalogs or whatever. It's just all, I mean, when I say all, like half of it's drug ads. And I'm reading this stuff. And I'm reading what it does, admittedly. Hundreds of horrible side effects. And they report that about 70% of those that call about a drug get on them. I don't know, it just makes my head spin sometimes. I'm already getting off the track here because the caller brought this up. Here is the psychiatrist. Regardless, he's there, head guy testifying that they've got bad gene pool. And he says, my child is on 5, and do I confer with other physicians? Yes. Here it is.
We should remember and keep in the back of our minds what are our original problems. Our original problems is that we have abuse, neglect, we have danger to the children, we have mental illness. These, and I should stretch and give you a little bit more medical perspective on the mental illness. A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions, or else they wouldn't, most of them would not be in foster care. And so, besides the gene pools, they've then been traumatized by abuse, neglect, and problems, and then they've been traumatized by separation, and all those things predispose to mental illness. So here we are with problems. The original solutions to the original problems include removal and placement, safety considerations, and then sort of the observations that we got some kids here with some emotional scars, need some help, and we wind up with psychiatric and psychological referrals.
What is your general opinion, leaving a door open for those weird, unusual, incredibly rare cases? What is your general opinion of, let's say, a 7-year-old being on 8 psychotropic meds at one time?
When I encounter a case like that, I look at the child. If the child can relate to me in an office visit in a way that's reasonably normative, I begin to wonder to myself, wonder how many problems this kid had to get on this many medications. If the child is obviously showing side effects of the medications, I make note of that too. And I try to start getting some history to figure out what's going on. The situation you describe is highly unusual in my experience. And hopefully it will remain unusual.
It may be that, you know, kind of like the headlines that you were talking about, mm-hmm. It may be that we just get stuck with the unusual, rare cases. But, boy, it sure seems like I've been handed quite a few of those.
Well, I can confess to you that I have a 5-year-old for whom I prescribe 5 medications.
A psychotropic?
Yes. Okay.
Any of them for...
Am I rushing it? Yes. Uh-huh. Am I rushing into that? No. Have I gotten other consultations from other psychiatrists? Yes. Do we have better results than we've had before? Somewhat. Do we still have a lot of problems? Yes. No, still, there are cases. I've seen cases where a patient exhibited signs of manic depressive disorder that could be described in a report in fairly classic terms at the age of 2 years and 11 months. I did not prescribe medication for that child. I referred him on to another specialist. But mental illness occurs at early ages. And
okay.
We're getting more sophisticated about it.
And the more psychiatrists we get and psychologists, the more people are mentally ill. And have got to take drugs that one of them has hundreds of deadly side effects. I mean, go read it for yourself. Don't believe me. This is what they put in the package. Go read it. Now, the average Texas foster child, according to a WOAI-TV San Antonio year-long investigation, is on 4 psychotropics in Texas. And 66%, this was 2 years ago, I haven't looked at it lately, and again, the national average is 2/3 or more, were on these drugs. And it said that a large portion were on 7 or more drugs. Let's go back to your call. So I don't know if he's talking about his child or a child in his care. It doesn't matter. The point is, we're playing the clip. Okay, let's, who's up next here? Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
There is an incident that happened recently that worried me. And earlier in your program, you were talking about the Stasi. The FBI showed up at my house and had a little chat with me. Luckily, I had my mom here as like a witness, so they couldn't really get away with anything.
Well, tell me the story. Why did they show up? What did they say the reason for being there was?
They just said that they had heard some things from people. They said they couldn't get into specifics because it's an ongoing investigation. Because I was asking questions, well, where does the investigation origin come from? And they're like, we can't disclose that. So they're being real secretive, real, this is privileged information.
Well, how old are you?
26.
Okay, so at work, you talked about 9/11 being an inside job. You got a neocon that works there, and they told the FBI you're a terrorist, and they respond to every call they get. That's probably it. Or, are you involved in anything?
Like the tax honesty, the fraud of the Federal Reserve and the income tax.
Well, look, this is all intimidation. When they announce we're listening to you with wiretaps and then they pull it back for it. See, they announce that to scare everybody who's in the know. Then for the cattle, they say, no, we're not doing that. For the general cowards to go, oh, it's okay. When they announce, hey, we've hired the former head of the KGB and the former head of the Stasi, and we're going to spy on everybody, that's meant so we go, there's agents everywhere, and then they'll tell the general public that it doesn't exist, even when it's an ABC News. See, it's double-sided propaganda. Good. Intensify your operations. Intensify what you're doing. Most of these FBI guys can't stand their job. I said it earlier in the show. I said every call they get, they respond to. And people are doing this in business now against each other. In fact, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, and this was many years ago. Just somebody at the apartment complex, and her dad's a white guy. Can you imagine being an Arab? Just said he's a terrorist. And the FBI came and interviewed him and went ahead and took him on down to jail just to talk to him and said, okay, you're not a terrorist. We're now here. They're now having knocking talks. Hello, I'd like to talk about the firearms you own. We're going door to door. Can we look at and see if they're properly stowed? Mind if we come in? It's just random. Okay, and people say, well, I better not own a gun then, even though they're legal. And this is happening in Texas and Alabama and places you'd think are pro-gun, New Mexico. They're doing this everywhere. And they're telling the hair salon people. I just talked to a lady cutting my hair a few weeks ago. And it's all over the news. They come in and they tell them, if you see a bruise on a woman or a man, go ahead and call. They're now sending health department out for adults saying it's abuse. Look, they're going predator, brother, and they're everywhere. And I say we get more bold, more in their face, because this isn't going to work. Anything else?
Yeah, because I had talked to a lot of my fellow brothers because I'm Muslim, and so there's a lot of conversations that come up.
Oh, that's why you got the visit right there.
Oh, really?
And probably one of your friends is probably on the payroll informing on your community.
So how do you route someone like that out?
The key here is you're not guilty of anything. You're out in the open. And you've done nothing wrong. When you start acting paranoid, it's like blood in the water. So I would talk to all the same friends, and I would just talk about what happened to you and what you experienced. You see, basically, it's like you're a Jew in Nazi Germany, and they always tested out on that group first. Now, the high command was ready to go after Hitler later once they figured out, this guy's grabbing our property. This guy's doing whatever he wants. So it's the same thing. I mean, it's just being tested out. Of course, they're not doing anything real. Every time there's a real Muslim terrorist, it's that we've seen in the U.S. or England or Europe.
They found it.
Yeah, well, it's been totally staged. But do you have crazy Wahhabis, CIA-founded, running around who really believe they're committing a jihad? Absolutely. Just like you've got white supremacist groups that have robbed banks and they never knew that their commander was an FBI agent until they all go to prison. So if I was you, number one, are you talking to people you've known for a long time? Because they always, family and friends and neighbors, see someone talking about politics as showing off. And a salesman will tell you, you're always going to have more trouble selling your family and your friends than you're going to have selling a complete stranger.
Well, I talk to anyone that will listen, and I spread your movies like Terror Storm and Martial Law.
Did you do this at work outside of your community?
I've done it at work and also, like, within the community, like, within family.
Well, look, I mean, it's not just that you're Muslim. I could give you 100 cases, but remember Kelly Rushing, Lyons County, Kentucky?
Yeah.
And he gave him a Ron Paul video, and they arrested him. They said, that's illegal. And they charged him with three counts of harassment. They said giving an officer this video threatened him. And it had Ron Paul on the front and Road to Tyranny on the back end. But in court, the judge said, you're not allowed to give Ron Paul videos out. These are illegal. I called the judge, talked to him at home. And they said, yeah, we're charging him. And it went to jury. And the jury found him not guilty. And then they started following him, arresting him, stopping him after that. I mean, they are psychopathic. I mean, they think that Ron Paul's illegal. I don't know how else you say it. I mean, that's what they've turned into. And it's just going to get worse.
So should I still just keep going? And
well, that's a decision for you. You'll never be able to face yourself in the mirror or never feel good about yourself if you give in to this. You know, when the FBI said we can't tell you about the threat, and what, they would just sit there quietly waiting for you to say something?
Yeah, essentially. And then later I talked to them later, and I was telling them, you know, because they called up my boss and asked, is this a legit business? And, you know, he found out. And so then I leveled with him. And later on, I was talking to the FBI, and they're like, oh, you aren't supposed to tell anyone.
Yeah, they do that under one of the... Now, if they told you, they would tell you. But see, now it's for everybody. You're not supposed to tell anyone. They also take the First Amendment away. No law, no judge, no jury, no indictment. They claim that you can't defend yourself. Borders books, they were taking all their records in 2002 and then told Borders they would arrest the CEO if he told anyone that they were being forced to upload every day all book purchases and names. Borders refused and finally went public. But look, it's simple. They carried out the attacks. They're very upset that we're exposing them. And that's just the end of it. And if I was you, number one, you never talk to any of these people. Never open your mouth. It doesn't matter that you're innocent. Look, remember the air marshal 6 months ago? And it was a high-level air marshal went public in Denver with a bunch of his companions saying, we're forced to put innocent people every day on list. There are no terrorists. There are no people. A woman snaps a shot out the window of the plane. People laugh. People frown. We're putting them for the rest of their lives in terror databases just to boost numbers and show that there's a threat. And we don't like doing it. I mean, listen, when the FBI was really getting calls about these guys don't want to know how to land or take off, fly, and they said they want to fly them into the World Trade Center, high-level FBI agents who I've interviewed said, and this was in the mainstream news, said it's as if Al-Qaeda has moles in the Justice Department at the top. Well, no, you got it backwards. Al-Qaeda is the Justice Department, you see. So, of course... I mean, you got FBI living with them, paying for their cars, their houses. These were guys at topless bars, using drugs with the prostitutes, drinking fifths of liquor, stumbling around. They were just doing drills. They were known CIA, mainstream news. The heads of the embassy said they were ordered to let them in, and that the terror designation in the computer was a cover for their CIA operative status. Totally staged. And then two magic passports appear in the rubble of the World Trade Centers with the supposed hijackers. And they I mean, it's just all staged. Remember the dean of the Defense Language School, Butler, went public, how they were forced to train hijackers in spy training at their base?
Mm-hmm.
It's totally staged. And so, but you've got to know that the Muslim nations, 9 out of 10 or more, are run by the West, set up by the British. Most of your Muslim leaders are bought and paid for, and especially the radical ones. And it's just, it's they're worried you're a billion plus people, and they're setting you up to nuke you and kill most of you because they see you as a threat to their hegemon. So that's basically it. And they've radicalized the Muslims. Wasn't very hard. And so, that's what you face. That's just pretty much it. But I wouldn't talk to the FBI. The FBI showed up here. If I opened the door and it was FBI, I'd say, you need to go ahead and go do some indictments or do some arrests, boys. If you want to follow me around for a month, you might catch me speeding in a 50 and a 45. That's about it. You want Trump something up? That's fine. Now, you have a nice day. I appreciate your call.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 1-800-317-9547.
There's going to be tens of thousands of spies. They've already got the main heart seed groups out there just filing lies and data on everybody. And we're all supposed to still hear you. No, I'm going to say even more. I'm going to be even more bold and in your face, New World Order. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. I've had so many people say, there's no tyranny, but they'll hear you. They'll get you. So that's doublethink. There's no tyranny, but the government's going to get you. You wait till these yuppies get their houses and everything taken, boy. I'm not Al Qaeda. What'd you do that for me? Let's go ahead and talk to Jessica in Texas. Jessica, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. I'm the girl from the video from you were talking about earlier.
Oh, wow, you're a listener. Oh, wow, let me get your name and number and have you on as a guest tomorrow. We've been trying to figure out how to get in touch with you. So exactly where were you when this thing with Fred Thompson happened?
Where, I was at Hobby Airport. It was a hangar.
Yeah, Houston.
Uh-huh.
So, specifically, though, you were right there in the hangar, and from what I got in blurbs, I mean, so somebody comes up and grabs you, you don't go, then more come and grab you?
Well, I was in a group of press and, I guess, followers of Fred Thompson, and someone grabbed my arm, and I looked over, and I said, don't grab me, and I think it was a female, because then she just walked away, and then, so I just continued filming, as you can see, and then not 3 or 4 minutes later, the four cops tapped my shoulder, and I turned around.
And that's how it works. If you ask a question, which you did politely, that they don't like, then they come and grab you by the arm, and then when that doesn't work, they go lie and tell the cops something.
Right. I think they said I was doing something wrong because I...
Well, that's what they... Look. That little witch doesn't know that by her doing that, she's destroyed this country. See, she doesn't know that the evil that good people like you've been holding back wants her. She doesn't know that.
Right. And it was pretty crazy. And
So the video ends with them just swarming around you and grabbing on you. How did it really end?
I think I accidentally hit the off button on my camera, which in hindsight, I wish I wouldn't have done. But I just went around the corner, and then then Fred Thompson was walking out that door and into his black Suburban, and all of his fans were following him out. And, I mean, the cops were like, stand here while he gets in his car, because they thought I was going to do something, I guess.
Oh, yeah, well, first it's free speech zones, and then Putin did that, now he's banned protest, period.
Right.
Same thing is now happening here. And, again, those cops are literally stabbing the country to death right in front of you, and they love it.
Right.
They absolutely love, I mean, and we need to realize that. They are America killers. When you do stuff like that, like what they did to you, it's killing this country. Will you write us up a statement and email it to Aaron, 2 A's, at Infowars.com, and can I have Trey Kincaid call you in about 3 minutes and set you up for like 10, 15 minutes tomorrow to tell the whole story?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. Where do you live?
Houston.
Well, I'm honored that you're one of our listeners, and then I mean, I figured it from what you were saying, and it's just, I mean, it's really great to talk to somebody like yourself.
Well, thank you. I was pointed by Greg Johnson. He was the one that sent you a video earlier of Houston police harassing people in a nightclub about half a month or 6 months ago.
Yeah, I can't keep track of all the evil. tell us about that tomorrow.
Okay.
And Jessica, we'll talk to you soon. In fact, I'm going to get your number and give you our number right now. I'm sorry to Don and John and Eric. Call me back tomorrow to go head of the line. All the news is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Steve Watson has done a detailed report about the new American Stasi. It's so important. It connects the dots. And when you read the article, notice that it says that it's for crime. See, first it's terror, but there's no real terror, so it's crime. FBI wants its own Stasi, ladies and gentlemen. Get the article. Get it out to everybody.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.